It is 23:45 hours Bangladesh Standard Time. That is 17:45 hours Universal Time Coordinate. Hello, listeners. This is the external service of Bangladesh Betar broadcasting on shortwave 22.09 meter band corresponding to 1358 kilohertz for the listeners of Europe. Today's transmission of overseas broadcast brings for you news and news commentary. Then we have Voice of Islam, a patriotic song. Then a special program on the month of mourning, our weekly sports review, a piece of film song, instrumental music, and finally a session of table songs. But first, the best wishes to you all from me, your presenter, Khalid Ashraf. Well, listeners, over to the news desk now for national and international news, followed by news commentary as received from the Central News Organization of Bangladesh Betar.
Assalamu alaikum. This is External Service of Bangladesh Betar, the news read by Maha Nashita. First, the headlines. The Prime Minister of Bangladesh directs the concerned authority to take steps for establishing breastfeeding corner at all offices and other public places to facilitate breastfeeding. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina calls upon the Muslim world to be vocal against Israeli aggression in Gaza. This year's Hajj flight will begin in Bangladesh from the 27th of this month. The 73rd death anniversary of Nobel laureate poet Rabindranath Tagore was observed in a befitting manner across the country. The death toll from an earthquake that devastated the southwestern Chinese province of Yunnan rose to 600. Now the details. Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina has directed the Health Ministry to take necessary measures for creating the post of 10,000 nurses and their recruitment to ensure health care services to the people. He also directed the ministry to take steps for establishing breastfeeding corner at all government and private offices as well as in bus and railway stations, shopping malls and other public places so that the mothers can feed breast milk to their babies. The Prime Minister made the directives while inaugurating the World Breastfeeding Day at Osmani Memorial Auditorium in Dhaka on Wednesday morning. The day is being observed as part of Breastfeeding Week. The theme of the week this year is Breastfeeding, a Winning Goal for Life. Sheikh Hasina announced that a Shishu Hospital will be established in every division and a special shrine ward with all modern treatment facilities would be opened in every district hospital. The Prime Minister said every newborn should be given breast milk within 1 hour of its birth and only breastfeeding during the first 6 months and breastfeeding along with human substitute foods up to 2 years is adult food for a baby. In this context, she directed all concerned, including all the health centers and concerned departments, to maintain the continuity of this awareness program. Sheikh Hasina laying emphasis on discouraging the feeding of powder milk to the babies, urges the health professionals to extend highest cooperation and inspire the parents for breastfeeding. She referred the enactment of the Breastfeeding Substitutes Regulation of Marketing Act 2013 by her government and requested all concerned to ensure appropriate enforcement of the law. Referring to her directives of 2009 to observe the week, officially the Prime Minister said awareness on the issue has been increased in the last couple of years due to massive campaign and wide observance of the week. She said the rate of breastfeeding has been increased significantly and it rose to 65% in the last 5 years from 47% in 2009. The Prime Minister said ensuring good health and appropriate nutrition for the children is the prerequisite for building a developed nation, and her government gave priority on the development of health and nutrition. The Prime Minister put emphasis on ensuring safe delivery of the mothers and asked the Health Ministry to train the midwives across the country for the purpose. Sheikh Hasina said these programs have been acclaimed at home and abroad, and in recognition of its success in health sector, Bangladesh achieved various international awards, including South Award and MGD MDG Award. Presided over by Health Secretary M.M. Niazuddin, the function was addressed, among others, by Health Minister Mohammad Nasim. Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina has called upon the Muslim world to be unitedly vocal against the Israeli barbaric aggression in Gaza that left hundreds of Palestinian people, including women and children, dead in the last couple of days. The Prime Minister made the call when a four-member parliamentary female delegation of Iran, led by Head of Parliamentary Faction of Women and Family Affairs, Fatemeh Rahbar, paid a courtesy call on her at Gonophobon on Wednesday afternoon. After the meeting, the Prime Minister's Press Secretary A.K.M. Shamim Chaudhary briefed the newsman, criticizing the role of the OIC and Arab League in stopping Israeli aggression on Gaza. Sheikh Hasina said occupation of Palestinian land by Israel could not be accepted in any way, and just rights of the Palestinians must be established one day. She was also critical about the role of the United Nations in halting the Israeli aggression, saying that the world body has failed to take effective steps to this end. Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina has said relations among the South member countries could be strengthened through generation and marketing of hydroelectricity from Nepal. The Prime Minister made the remarks when Nepal's Minister for Energy Radhakumar paid a courtesy call on her at her official Gonophobon residence on Wednesday evening. After the meeting, Prime Minister's Press Secretary A.K.M. Shamim Chaudhary briefed the newsman. Sheikh Hasina said Bangladesh could participate in a way either buy or invest in the hydropower projects in Nepal and put importance on grid connectivity between the two countries. About the transit, she said Nepal could use road and railway routes for boosting trade relations with Bangladesh. The ill-fated launch Pinak 6 that sunk in the river Padma near Munshiganj on Monday has not been found till now, despite rescuers are conducting all-out search. A total of 15 vessels, including rescue vessel Rustam Nirvik, tugboats and speedboats, are now looking for the launch. Several vessels launched a common search operation called Radar Scanner Search from Tuesday night, and they are searching 36-kilometer radius from the place where the launch sunk. Despite heavy monsoon currents, fire service is trying to locate the launch while their divers are in the water constantly. Navy, RAB and police helicopters are scouring the river from the sky. So far, 16 bodies have been recovered since the launch capsized on Monday. Among them, 11 bodies have been retrieved since on Wednesday morning. Around 100 passengers were rescued alive by speedboats and rushed to the sinking vessel on Monday. According to a list made by Lohjong Police Station based on missing reports by families, there are 169 passengers still unaccounted for. Pinak 6 sank were carrying around 250 people on its way to Malwa from Karakanda when it sunk. Meanwhile, a control room has been opened on behalf of district administration, and names of 129 missing people have been registered there. President of Bangladesh Mohammad Abdul Hamid has expressed deep shock at the loss of lives in the launch capsize incident. In a message, the president prayed for peace of the departed souls of the victims and conveyed sympathy to members of their bereaved families. The president instructed the authorities concerned to take necessary steps to prevent recurrence of such incidents in the future. Mohammad Abdul Hamid urged all concerned, including the owners of private launches, workers and passengers, to cooperate with the government in stopping accidents on waterways. Besides Japan, the United Kingdom and France have also expressed deep shock at the loss of lives in the launch capsize in Munshiganj on Monday. This is the external service of Bangladesh Betar, keeping in the news. This year's Hajj flight will begin in Bangladesh from the 27th August. Secretary of Religious Affairs Chaudhry Mohammad Babul Hossein informed this to the newsman after an inter-ministerial meeting at the Secretariat on Wednesday. He said a total of 98,762 pilgrims can go to Mecca to perform the Holy Hajj this year. The return Hajj flight will start on 8th October, which will continue till 7th November. Wednesday is the 22nd Shravan, the 73rd death anniversary of Nobel laureate poet Rabindranath Tagore. In his long 7 decades of endeavors in different genres of Bangla literature, the great poet enriched the Bangla language and literature and elevated their positions in the global arena. Though recognized as one of the greatest poets in the world, Rabindranath Tagore was a rare man of multifarious merit. He was an expert in music, a novelist, a dramatist, an artist, a music composer, an essayist, a philosopher, an academic, a linguist, and a social reformer all in one. Different organizations, including Chanot, have chalked out elaborate programs marking the 10th anniversary of the greatest poet of Bangla literature. Bangladesh Beter and different television channels are airing special programs marking the day. The death toll from an earthquake that devastated the southwestern Chinese province of Yunnan has jumped to nearly 600 people. Authorities say rescue efforts in the remote region of the province where the 6.1 magnitude quake struck on Sunday were heavily hampered by traffic delays and landslides blocking roads. China's Ministry of Civil Affairs said over 2,400 people were injured and 230,000 has been evacuated, while more than 80,000 homes had fully or partially collapsed. At least 60 people have been killed in an airstrike in the rebel-held northern Iraqi city of Mosul. Iraqi state TV said the suspected militants were killed when a drone attacked a prison used by the Islamic State IS as a base. IS fighters captured Mosul in June at the start of the offensive that saw the jihadist group and allied Sunni rebels seize parts of the northern and western Iraq. Indirect talks between Israeli and Palestinian representatives are taking place in the Egyptian capital Cairo. Egyptian mediators are shuttling between the two delegations, relaying each side's demand. A 72-hour truce is now in its second day in Gaza, the longest lull in fighting since the conflict began in 8 July. A four-week conflict in Gaza has claimed more than 1,900 lives. Japan's Hiroshima is marking the 69th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing on the city during the Second World War, marking the day Prime Minister Shinzo Abe attended the annual ceremony, along with about 45,000 people held at Peace Memorial Park in the city on Wednesday morning. Participants observed a moment of silence at 8:15 a.m., the exact time the bomb was dropped on August 6, 1945. A list of 292,325 victims of the bombing was placed in a cenotaph. To end the news, the main points again. The Prime Minister of Bangladesh directs the concerned authority to take steps for establishing breastfeeding corner at all offices and other public places to facilitate breastfeeding. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina calls upon the Muslim world to be vocal against Israeli aggression in Gaza. This year's Hajj flight will begin in Bangladesh from the 27th of this month. The 73rd death anniversary of Nobel laureate poet Rabindranath Tagore was observed in a befitting manner across Bangladesh. The death toll from an earthquake that devastated the southwestern Chinese province of Yunnan rose to 600. That's the end of the news. The news commentary follows.
Now, here is the news commentary, written by Shamim Ahmed and read by Rehnuma Tasneem. The 73rd anniversary of death of Nobel laureate poet Rabindranath Tagore is being observed today. the composer of the national anthem of Bangladesh and India, Tagore died at the age of 80 on this day in 1941. He was the first known European poet to win the Nobel Prize in 1913 for his English collection of poetry titled Gitanjali Song Offering. But this great poet stands prominent for his unique presence in almost all sections of literature and performing arts, including music, poetry, novels, short stories, theatre, dance and others. He wrote and composed 2,230 songs, 8 novels, 84 short stories and numerous poems in his phenomenal career spanning over 6 decades. Tagore reshaped the knowledge of music and literature in the 19th and the 20th centuries. He was perhaps the only literateur who penned anthems of Bangladesh and India. In his long endeavors in different genres of Bangla literature, the great poet enriched the Bangla language and literature and elevated their positions in the global arena. Rabindranath had been writing poetry since he was 8 years old. At the age of 16, he published his first substantial poetry under the pseudonym Bhanu Singho and wrote his first short stories and dramas in 1877. Tagore undeniably left a profound mark on music and performing arts. His verse, short stories and novels are acclaimed for their lyricism, colloquialism, naturalism and contemplation. He introduced new versions and forms of Bengali language and used them into the Bengali literature, thereby freeing it from Sanskrit language in his remarkable novels and short stories such as Gora and Gauri Baidya. Tagore was also a trendsetter, playwright and theoretician. He first negated the typical five-act Shakespearean theatre format in his wonderful plays like Rakta Korubi, Dakghar, Ocholayatan and others. The youngest child of Devendranath Tagore and Sharda Devi, Tagore was brought in surroundings of cultural activities that held regularly in Tagore family. His ancestral home was in Peterbhog village under the Rukshapadilla of Khulna, then part of British India, now Bangladesh. His father sent him to England in 1978 to become a barrister. But 2 years later, Tagore returned home without accomplishing the barrister degree and started resolving to reconcile European novelty with Brahmo traditions, taking the best from each. In 1915, the British Crown granted Tagore a knighthood, which he announced in protest against the Jallianwala Bagh mass killing in 1919. The social reformer Tagore established University Bishwa Bharati at Shantiniketan in 1921, which was to be both truly Indian and also truly international. Different organizations chalked out special programs to mark Tagore's death anniversary today. The state-run BTV and Bangladesh Betar are broadcasting special programs highlighting the life and works of the Nobel laureate. Private TV channels and radio stations also aired special programs marking the anniversary of death of Tagore. Bangla Academy organized a solo lecture on Tagore and cultural function. Each and every Bengali feels his presence in their souls. Through his literary works, Tagore would continue to live in woes and happiness of every Bengali. The Bengali nation feels proud of this great poet. And that is the end of the news commentary.
This is the external service of Bangladesh Betar.
Hello listeners, I am Shahnaz Parveen, welcoming you to the regular program Voice of Islam, broadcast from the external service of Bangladesh Betar. We begin this program in the name of Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful and Most High. This program contains recitation from the Holy Quran and its English version, talk, English version of Al-Hadith and devotional song. And here is Qari Muhammad Haroon, who will recite from the Holy Quran. This will be followed by his English version, read by Shamim Khan.
La تعلمون قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون
Refuge with Allah's protection from the evil one, the rejected. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. The people said, hear only men like ourselves, and Allah, most gracious, sends no sort of revelation. Ye do nothing but lie. They said, our Lord doth know that we have been sent on a mission to you, and our duty only to proclaim the clear message. The people said, for us, we augur an evil omen from you. If ye desist not, we will certainly stone you, and a grievous punishment indeed will be inflicted on you by us. They said, your evil omens are with yourselves. Deem ye this an evil omen, if ye are admonished? Nay, but ye are a people transgressing all bounds. Then there came running from the farthest part of the city a man saying, O my people, obey the apostles. Obey those who ask no reward of you for themselves and who have themselves received guidance.
Dear listeners, you may be aware that our Holy Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the blaze of history by preaching the essence of Quran and the oneness of Allah. Holy Prophet's exemplary life, his talisman sayings and doings are known as Hadith or Sunnah. Now please listen, some Hadith ranges from Arabic into English, being read out to you by Dewan Sabrina Sharman.
Suhaib reported the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, as saying, it is remarkable that everything turns out well for a believer, one that applies only to a believer. If happiness befalls him, he gives thanks and it turns out well for him. And if misfortune befalls him, he shows endurance and it turns out well for him. Atiyah bin Urra As-Sadi reported the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, as saying, anger comes from the devil. The devil was created of fire. and fire is extinguished only with water. So, when one of you becomes angry, he should perform ablution. Abdullah bin Mas'ud reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, as saying, when three of you are together, two of you must not talk privately, ignoring the other, till you are in among a number of people, so as not to grieve him.
Dear listeners, our next item is a devotional song, and the song is sung by Firoz Shahid.
Concept of liberty of Islam
by Professor Sabir Uddin Ahmed.
Islam offers a correct concept of liberty to the people of the world. From Islamic points of view, liberty is not such a thing which gives man right to do anything, whatever he or she wishes. He or she is totally at large. He or she is completely free from the divine obligation. In accordance with man-made isms, this is the definition of liberty. But Islam does not define liberty like that of the above. According to Islam, liberty does not mean complete freedom of mankind. Man is not free completely. Apparently, he is free on the earth, but he is not free in the real sense. Though Allah has left man for some days, he can do whatever he likes. He has right to refuse obeying Allah's command. Even he has also right to refuse Allah. But this time is for some moments. Later, Allah will pull his loosen string. Instantly, man must return to his fold, either willingly or unwillingly. Then the transgressors will see the dire consequence of their male activities against Allah.
at that time, they will have nothing to do without lamentation. Islam always pursues a middle path with regard to poverty. It never lays emphasis on the extreme way in respect of liberty, or it never supports uncontrollable freedom of liberty. In accordance with Islam, though man enjoys full freedom in terms of will, choice, and speech, he will have to enjoy the same on the basis of Allah's directives. Allah has offered mankind the way of knowing or identifying the truth and false, good and bad, and the righteous path and wrong path through sending apostles and messengers. Leading one's life under his guidance is called liberty. Man will always enjoy right to liberty, remaining in the path ascertained by Allah. Man will never do that work which Allah forbids signifies liberty in the truest sense of the term. It is crystal clear that Allah has sent man on the earth as his vicegerent. So the main responsibility of man is to discharge his responsibility in line with his code of life. This means that man carries out his directives on the earth until he departs. Actually, he has been created only for worship on Allah. It is the bounden duty of man to worship Allah from beginning to end. This is the real peace and happiness which man attains through performing his duties in two ordained by Allah. As a matter of fact, Islam signifies man's worship on Allah, liberty, and it tells him to look for real peace and happiness through worshipping him. So, the concept of liberty of Islam is unambiguous and explicit. There is no ambiguity and complexity in this regard. Leading life under the purview of Islamic tenets of life is not slavery or subjugation at all. Rather, man gets real nectar of liberty through revolving his life around Allah and his commands. In a nutshell, Islam ensures man's liberty in the true sense. Ameen.
That's all for today. We shall come back tomorrow at this hour and on the same frequency. Much wishes to you again from your presenter, Shahnaz Parveen, editor Mohammad Ashraful Islam, and your producer, Sharmin Sultana. Goodbye. May Allah bless you all. Please stay tuned for our next announcement.
Special program
have chalked out elaborate programs to mark the day. Rabindranath Tagore, one of the luminaries of the 19th century, India, and an undisputed guru of Bangla literature, was a philosopher, sage, poet, novelist, short story writer, music composer, multifaceted artist, and social reformer. He was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1913 for his English version of Gitanjali. Born in 1861, the Bangla literary icon moved on from the boundaries of the land of Bengal and went on to spread the Oriental spiritual heritage around the world through his works and reshape Bangla literature and music in the late 19th and early 20th century.
He died on August 7, 1941. Rabindranath's songs and music cover many aspects of human emotions, from devotional hymns to songs of love and nature. He was a versatile genius, and we take pride in accepting his classic song, Amar Hunar Bangla, as a national anthem. In observance of Tagore's death anniversary, we have planned a special program entitled Shimana Chariye, meaning Beyond the Boundaries, for you to listen to. Now to begin with, we put on air a musical sketch on Tagore's songs. This program has been compiled by Professor Abu Dayan, Department of Bangla, Jahangirnagar University, and read out by Darshan and Ruby Shornu.
Rabindranath Tagore is one of the most versatile geniuses of the world as a writer. He left no possible form to apply for his creative pursuits. We got from him varieties of poems and rhymes, novels, plays, stories, essays on society, culture, religion, politics, literary theory and criticism, folklore and many other things. He sketched a lot of images as a painter. As a landlord, meaning an owner of Zamindari state, he successfully imported a new look into handling peasants' issues. He broke the trend of Indian landlords, those who were engaged in collecting tolls by muscle power. Then peasants were mostly tortured by the state employees. Even he established a bank for peasants' interest. This is a short description about Rabindranath's personal and professional identity. We may put light on his creative items, which very easily take our body and mind in obsession with in-depth sensitivity. These are nothing but his songs. We know that he wrote thousands of songs where modern citizens' personal feelings and love, patriotism, nature, religion, and spiritual matters are reflected with subtle intellectuality and artistic value. We observe a very strong base of Bangla songs over thousands of years. Rabindranath Tagore took the tradition of Bangla songs into a new height. A singer, Rabindranath, recited this traditional song as a creation of the universe. He expressed his deep impression to the indefinite source of universal identity. Amare tumi oshish korecho, sung by Ifat Ara Khan. At some point, human beings are involved with the spiritual world.
Amare tumi oshish korecho.
Yeah.
translation of above mentioned song hinted that the creation's grievance is not anything secret. Rather, it is expressed in different ways. When the creation feels bare, he does not hesitate to express himself. In Tagore's song, this expression is philosophical, artistic, and tradition-worthy. Jirate mor duar gali, sung by Zahidur Rahim.
Jirate mor duar gali, banglo jare. Jirate mor duar gali, banglo jare. Jani na thank you.
nothing but a bundle package of sorrow and joy, ecstasy and agony, offense and forgiveness. Our act and actions encompass us with different sorts of daily activities where it is difficult to maintain all good things. We tend to be engaged with different types of works. When we try to draw the accountability at the end of the day, nothing but the forgiveness can taste of the sense of life. Kranti Amar Khama Koro Prabhu, sung by Tapon Mahmood. Gita Bhitan is divided into some thematic parts like worship, love, nature, miscellaneous, and so on. So it is clear that Rabindranath Tagore's mental color is nicely depicted in his songs. Devotion is a major part of Indology when we consider the traditional thinking of this area. The beauty of relation between creator and creature is sketched in devotion. Amar Milonolagi, sung by Sadi Muhammad.
Amen.
nothing but a bundle package of sorrow and joy, ecstasy and agony, offense and forgiveness. Our act and actions encompass us with different sorts of daily activities where it is difficult to maintain all good things. We tend to be engaged with different types of works. When we try to draw the accountability at the end of the day, nothing but the forgiveness can taste of essence of life. Jibon Moroner Shimana Charai, sung by Shrabuni Shin.
Deliver to you a talk on Tagore's life by Professor Vishwajit Ghosh, Department of Bangla, Dhaka University. Here is Professor Ghosh.
Rabindranath Tagore was born on 7th May 1861, 25th Boishak, 1268, at Jorashako in Kolkata. His grandfather was Prince Dwarkanath Tagore, and his father was Maharshi Devendranath. Sharada Devi was the name of his mother. His ancestors had moved to Kolkata from East Bengal because of their business interests. Rabindranath was the youngest of Devendranath Sharada's 14 children. His formal education began in Kolkata's Oriental Seminary. Then, for a few years, he studied in normal school, an institution established by Vidyasagar. Next, he went to St. Xavier's School, but because he was irregular as a student, he was not able to continue with his studies here. However, He continued to pursue his education at home. Rabindranath gave himself fully to his studies, but he was also writing creatively regularly. On 19th December 1883, Rabindranath married Mrinalini Devi. The couple eventually had two sons and three daughters. Soon after his marriage, Rabindranath was entrusted with the task of looking after some of his father's extensive land holdings, and thus he came to Shilaida, Shajadpur and Potishar of East Bengal. Now he had the opportunity to come close to the life of ordinary people and survey the life of the poor from up close. The poet now descended from the world of the imagination to the real world. Though Rabindranath was never actively involved in politics, he never detached himself from current events either. On the contrary, he was unique in his attitude towards nationalism. Rabindranath was always dissatisfied with the traditional education system of Bengal. Rabindranath established a school in Shantiniketan, which would later be transformed into Vishwa Bharati, one of his outstanding creations. The school started with 7 students. Poet's son, Rasindranath, was the first student of his school. Rabindranath got the Nobel Prize, the greatest prize the world had to offer for literature, in 1913 for the book Gitanjali. Though continuous study, correspondence and world tours, Rabindranath always kept himself informed about the intellectual developments, scientific innovations and political changes taking place everywhere. Rabindranath Tagore was the greatest romantic poet of the world. He published nearly 200 books. His major works are Sonarturi, Chitra, Gitanjali, Balaka, Galpaguchho, Chokher Bali, Shishir Kobita, Bisharjan, Raktakarobi, Kalantar, Chinna Patrabali, Chitrangoda, Patraput, Purasho, Purobi, Russia Chitti, Religion of Man, Religion of an Artist, Shama, Chandalika, etc. Before his death, however, Rabindranath, truly a poet with an international perspective, witnessed the great crisis of values in the world manifested in the Second World War. Nevertheless, Rabindranath continued to believe in the greatness of mankind. Rabindranath Tagore died on 7th August 1941, 22nd Shravan 1348 in the Jorashanko Tagore's home.
Dear listeners, with that impressive talk on Tagore's life by Professor Biswajit Ghosh, we have come to the end of a special program on the occasion of Nobel laureate poet Rabindranath Tagore's 73rd death anniversary. I'm Shamim Khan, your presenter, wishing you all the best. This program has been compiled by Alfa Staravdar, edited by Ashraf al-Islam, supervised by Tania Khan, directed by Kamal Ahmed, and produced by Munir Zaman.
Listeners, you tuned to the excellent service of Bangladesh Betar, and now we have for you a special program on the day of mourning.
August, and all of you know that it is the month of mourning for the people of Bangladesh. To observe the month of mourning, we have chalked out a month-long program to elucidate the chapter life of Father of the Nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. Today we'll focus on Bangabandhu as a legend forever. From his childhood, Bangabandhu always felt for the deprived and wanted to do something for them. It was his concern for these people that persuaded him to lay the foundation of an exploitation-free society. He clearly understood that to protect the Bangali nation from deprivations and inequalities, they needed autonomy. As an outcome of this thought, he announced his six-point program in March 1956. The six-point program of Bangabandhu ended with such a request: "Dear brothers and sisters of my country, pray to Allah that I can spend the rest of my life dedicated to the cause of your political and financial freedom." Bangabandhu came to realize at an early age that any injustice must always be protested. With this extraordinary grasp over right and wrong, and with the love of the people, Sheikh Mujib became Bangabandhu. People's love drew him closer to them. No other political leader could come as close to the poor, unfortunate masses as he could. On the day of his return from the Pakistani jail on 10th January 1972, the scene on the streets of Dhaka was one to behold. The slogan on every lip was, "One leader, one nation, Bangabandhu of Bangladesh." In a speech at the race course on that day, he said, "My life's dream has come true. My Sonar Bangla is now independent. I was prepared to die in Yahya's prison. I knew that they would murder me, but I had only one request to them, to send my dead body to my Sonar Bangla." Dear listeners, with these few words on Bangabandhu, we now pass on to bring to you a recitation from a poem entitled "Hey Naam Mujib," written by a renowned poet of Bangladesh, Sikandar Abu Zafar. The recitation has been performed by Mahmuda Akhtar.
অঞ্চলের প্রসন্ন আশ্রয়ে সন্তানের কলকণ্ঠে ছিঁড়ে গেলে ভয়ার্ত বিস্ময়ে থেমে গেলে হাতে হাতে খেজুর পাতার পাটি বোনা দুদণ্ড কৌতুক মেলে শঙ্খচিল অথবা ঘুঘুর কণ্ঠে কয়টি নতুন গল্প শোনা সদ্য ফোটা শাপলার পরিতৃপ্ত আত্মসমর্পণে অঙ্কিত বিচিত্র ছবি মুছে গেছে পুকুরের নিটোল দর্পণে কবরের শ্মশানের অকস্মাত লাঞ্ছনা যখন বন্দি করে নিয়ে যায় ঘরে ঘরে মূর্ছাহত বাঙালির মন তখন যে নাম পিতার বক্ষের মতো নির্ভরতা মেলে ধরে বলে ভয় নেই জনকল্যাণের ধ্রুব পদতলে চূর্ণ হবে অসত্য অশীব সে নাম মুজিব নিরন্তর অত্যাচার শোষণের খাদে আবর্তিত অনুকারে নিষ্পেষিত মানুষের ভীরু আর্তনাদে নির্মেঘ দিনের চোখে স্বচ্ছ দৃষ্টি দর্প যখন সেখানো পাখির ঠোঁটে নিরুপায় হৃদয়ের মিথ্যা উচ্চারণ তখন যে নাম বিব্রত কঙ্কাল কণ্ঠে জীবনের লক্ষ্য জয়ধ্বনি চোখে চোখে উদ্ভাসিত প্রত্যয়ের দিগন্ত সরণি ভয়ঙ্কর দানবের সমুদ্যত খড়গ মুখে দৃপ্ত ঋজু গ্রীব সে নাম মুজিব সে নাম মুজিব
Dear listeners, attuned to the external service of Bangladesh Betar, and now we have for you a small session of Tagore's song.
Thank you. বাজবে বাঁশি নাটে কাটবে 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 গদিন যুগে দিন কাটে এমনি করে বাজবে বাঁশি নাটে ঘাটে ঘাটে খেয়াল করবে এমনি এমনি সে দিন উঠবে ঘরে চড়বে
Ooh. দে নিয়ে যাবে
And with this lovely Tagore song, we have come to the end of our today's transmission. Dear listeners, we always care for your valuable opinion and suggestions, which will help us to bring relevant changes in our program. Please write to us. Our address is Director External Service, Bangladesh Betar, GPO Box number 2204, Dhaka 1000, Bangladesh. You can also mail us. Our mail address is betar.external@yahoo.com. That is betar.external@yahoo.com. Please join us tomorrow in our next transmission at the same time on shortwave 22.09 meter band corresponding to 13580 kilohertz. Until then, goodbye.